I'm Jennifer Ludden. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin's away. Coming up 4 years after Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, why are efforts of some African-American citizens to resettle in a city neighborhood sparking a conflict? We'll find out more in a moment. But first, more on the legacy of Senator Edward Kennedy. He died last night at the age of 77. With us now is NPR correspondent Juan Williams and also Frank Sherry, who's executive director of the immigration reform advocacy group America's Voice. Welcome, both of you.
Good to be with you, Jen.
Good to be with you.
Juan, first, Senator Kennedy was often used by Republicans as something of a rhetorical foil. But how did he and so many Republican senators get past their ideological differences and co-author so much legislation?
It's really an incredible record, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because oftentimes when people talk to me about Ted Kennedy, they see him in polarizing terms as kind of a champion of all liberal causes and the anathema, of course, then of conservative causes. And I point out to them, you know, wait a second, he was best buds with John McCain, the senator from Arizona who just ran for president. He worked with George W. Bush on the prescription drug benefit under Medicare, which is, I think, one of the top domestic policy achievements of the Bush administration. You look at something like No Child Left Behind. Ted Kennedy, who cared deeply about education in the country, took on America's unions and liberal interest in order to get that victory, working again with George W. Bush and Republicans on Capitol Hill. And that's just the recent vintage. You go back even after Bill Clinton's problems with health care in the 90s, and there was Ted Kennedy working with Nancy Kestenbaum, another Republican, on the issue of portability. And this goes back over the years. And I think the reason, Jennifer, is he was a hardball pragmatist. He was all about what can I get done, what compromises are possible. And that's why Republicans, in a sense, used him, because once he signed on, other Democrats then felt that they had cover in terms of liberal groups to join any kind of bipartisan effort without suffering political consequences.
Huh, that's interesting. Frank, one of those very controversial issues that he held near and dear was immigration. And he was crucial in trying to forge a bipartisan reform with Senator John McCain notably. Why do you think he was so active on this issue?
Well, I think it goes back to the legacy of his brother. Remember, John F. Kennedy wrote the book, A Nation of Immigrants, and proposed legislation prior to his assassination to modernize the immigration system to allow people to come in not on the basis of their nationality, but based on their family ties or work skills. And it changed America. The so-called new Americans that came since the 1965 Immigration Act have really changed the demography of the United States. More Latinos, more Asians, more Africans, more people from the Middle East. And he really felt very deeply about it.
Well, he, like Senator Kennedy, liked to recall his own Irish ancestors who came when there was a different kind of discrimination, and he would recall the signs, "No Irish need apply."
That's right. And he talked often in the back room as well about how he could, in his Boston office, he could look out and see the ladder that his grandparents entered into Boston from Ireland. Yeah.
Juan, Kennedy was instrumental in President Bush's efforts to reform education. He was a key ally in passing No Child Left Behind. But not even all liberal advocates now view that as a success. How do you think Kennedy came to see his role in bringing that policy about?
He was still working, and he was working with Arne Duncan, the current education secretary, Jennifer, but even before that, he had continued to work with Margaret Spellings, who was President Bush's last education secretary, to aggressively champion No Child Left Behind and push it in a new direction. Of course, the bottom line there is accountability, especially in big urban schools for minority and poor children, lots of immigrant children, I might add. And here it was a situation where people were becoming more pronounced in their criticism, as you point out. But Kennedy was holding fast and felt that somehow the schools in the country were in need of reform, and that from the federal perspective, No Child Left Behind was the right prescription. So again, here he was, you know, standing as, you know, the inheritor of the Kennedy mantle, the liberal, identifiably the liberal champion on Capitol Hill. But, you know, time and again, down in the trenches, when he felt that he was representing an important and vulnerable constituency here, children, willing to make deals in order to get the work done.
Another piece of legislation that focused on children that has not been passed, Frank Sherry, the DREAM Act, to legalize undocumented immigrant children who've been here studying, came through no fault of their own. Their parents brought them. What about his work there?
Yeah, no, Senator Kennedy is a tremendous hero, particularly for Latino immigrants who are frustrated by immigration laws where they want to become American citizens, but there's no line to get into. There's many valedictorians who can't go to college because they don't have status. They came illegally when they were young. There's many workers who look at Senator Kennedy. I was on the Mall in Washington, D.C. when he addressed a rally of about 200,000 people, and the electricity and the love in that crowd for Senator Kennedy as he stood before them was something I'll never forget. He was beloved by the Latino immigrant community, and I'm sure there's a lot of Latino households that are mourning today.
Juan, one last question. Immigration reform, of course, is another issue he worked on that has not happened. How do you think Senator Kennedy's death will affect any possible Senate action on that issue, which has been delayed now for many months?
Well, President Obama has promised to get something going this year, and then I guess his hope is that he would get something legislatively accomplished in 2010. But let me just say that Ted Kennedy, as you're hearing from Frank Sherry, Ted Kennedy was just such an effective legislator, able to not only, you know, cross the line in terms of dealing with the Republicans, but I think also, very importantly, able to gather Democrats in terms of their consensus so that they could make a deal with the Republicans. And, you know, President Obama loses a key champion at this critical moment. I just think, you know, if you think of so many laws, goodness gracious, everything from the King holiday to Medicare itself, there's Ted Kennedy. And again, I think, you know, when I was listening to Frank talk about the love in the Latino community, I think about the love in the Black community. And it's because Ted Kennedy is attached to the Camelot, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy legacy. Mm. He's bigger than politics. He's bigger than life in so many ways. And to people who feel vulnerable, he was their champion, Jennifer. He was someone who stood with those who had been left out, and people appreciate that.
Juan Williams is an NPR correspondent, and Frank Sherry is Executive Director of America's Voice and Immigration Reform Advocacy Group. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.